You're listening to SBS News.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese, Victorian ALP backbencher Peter Murphy, and Greens leader Adam Bandt all agreed to have a COVID-19 vaccination in front of the media as part of a push to convince Australians that the vaccine is safe and effective. Peter Murphy has survived breast cancer and volunteered for the public vaccination to show that it's safe for people like her who have underlying health conditions. Mr. Albanese says it's all part of a drive to get as many Australians as possible to agree to a vaccination.
We wanted to send a public safety message that vaccines don't save lives, vaccinations do. We need Australians to get vaccinated, and we need the rollout to happen as soon as possible.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government will continue to function and won't be distracted by the resignation of Craig Kelly from the party. His resignation means the federal government is one seat short of the 76-seat majority in the House of Representatives, which is needed to pass contentious bills. The member for Hughes has been criticised during the pandemic for posting unproven alternative therapies for COVID-19 on his social media. Victoria had another day of no new cases, and Premier Daniel Andrews says it looks as though he'll be able to announce a further easing of restrictions on Friday.
We are very well placed given that those day 11 tests are moving through. We're seeing lots and lots of negative tests. People are doing the right thing. They're staying at home, away from others. All things being equal, I'd hope to be able to make some significant announcements on Friday.
Mr. Andrews says it's too early to make announcements about how Anzac Day will be commemorated in Victoria. The Victorian RSL announced last month that this year's parade would be cancelled again, but Premier Andrews says arrangements are still under review.
It's too early for us to be definitive about it, but obviously the march is an important part of that day, and we're all working as hard as we can to have a day that is as close to normal as possible, not just at the Shrine, but a whole range of other events out in suburbs, regional communities.
Victoria's opposition leader Michael O'Brien says there should be a parade this year.
If we need to do it in a COVID-safe way, that's fine. Now, we can put a man on the moon. I'm sure we can organise a COVID-safe way to honour our veterans on Anzac Day. For the government to say it's all too hard and to cancel it months out from the event, it's not good enough. The government needs to work with the RSL. Let's make this happen. Let's honour our veterans. They deserve it. They sacrifice so much for us. We just want the chance to say thank you to them.
In Queensland, Anzac Day events will go ahead this year. Last year, the restrictions saw people standing in their driveways and lighting candles to show their respects. But Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queensland's commemorations will return to normal.
We've sat down and we've got on with it. So we've been making this a priority. I tasked this to my assistant minister. He reported back to me. We talked with Dr. Young, and today we're able to make this announcement. People have got to put plans in place. Anzac Day is not too far away. That's a matter for the Victorian government. We've acted swiftly.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the RSL was proposing a march of 500 people, but she says that could be reviewed with a larger event being allowed.
For a sit-down event on Anzac Day, you can have up to 3,000 people in New South Wales, so I just wanted to make that clear. Health has given that tick-off, and the RSL, I understand, at this stage was proposing a march of 500 people, but if they want to review that and they want to increase the numbers, we are happy, our health experts are happy to work with the RSL in relation to that. We want to make sure we have a safe event, but an event which is inclusive.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.